Locals Only Podcast with Gavin Glass, bringing you the best new Irish talent every week from Radio Nova and Nova.ie.
But I'm very excited because I have Jamie and Richie from Cry Monster Cry right in front of me. Hello, boys.
Hello, sir.
How are we doing?
We're doing good.
Good. I'm so glad. We've never done one of these before, have we?
No, we haven't.
You're popping your cherry with your rocky gab.
We're happy to be here.
Let's just get some music. Let's get down to it. Give me some new music, please, lads. What are you going to play for us?
This is called Citadel. This is our...
What's it called?
Citadel.
Citadel. Yeah. The beautiful blood harmony of Cry Monster Cry coming up for you now, my beautiful dreamers. It's Nova.
Took a while, I took my time to build up something new. What you gonna do now that it's gone? Took a while to see all the things that we could be. Like a vessel lost at sea, I don't belong. And your heart was young and bare. There were flowers in your hair. And you told me it was rare you felt this strong. So I hold and so I pray that I could change my ways and live for better days, but I was wrong. My citadel, caught in a swell. Maybe it's a fire that burns me up inside, but it keeps my hopes alive until the dawn. Now I'm fighting just to hold my body from the cold, but my mind is dragged towards a siren song. My citadel, caught in a swell. My citadel, caught in a swell. My citadel. My citadel. My citadel. My citadel. It took a while, took my time to build up something new. What you gonna do now that it's gone?
Ah, lads, that is absolutely tremendous. Yous are back.
Yes, thanks
for welcome.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
How's it all been? What have you been doing? Well, you've been having babies.
What have we been doing? I've been having babies and building houses and
life.
Yeah. Life gets in the way sometimes.
Big time.
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, life took over for about a year and a half. Went off and grew up and did all the responsible things that you do, I suppose, when you're in your 30s.
Yeah.
And then we decided to write about it.
Because it was pretty non-stop for you lads for a while.
It has,
you were constantly
yeah.
gigging. It was just every time I see it, you know, we was walking in or out of...
That's the thing, yeah. Our paths were always crossing.
Yeah.
But we were never really doing anything together, were we?
That's
it was
true.
Always, how are we getting on?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what it's like. we had to kind of go off. We put a record, the last record we put out was 2015.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I suppose what we do is we kind of write about life, and our music is kind of, it's, that's what most of the time our topics are about, things that are happening to us and about...
In the present, or these like retrospective?
Know, yeah, kind of retrospective, you know. I think when we listen back to artists that we grew up listening to, they don't write about, yeah, about things for the sake of it, you know. They kind of write about themselves, and they write about their own life experiences. And that's what we do, and that's what we had to do, because we'd written an album, and then when it came to putting new music out, we had nothing else to write about. So for me, as a songwriter, I have to go off and kind of live a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no point in writing if you have nothing to write about.
Oh, for sure.
So, yeah, we went off and did a bit of living, and all the good and the bad and the stresses and the trials and tribulations that come with that, you know.
Were one of you away? Did somebody...
I was away.
Where were you?
I escaped to Japan for a few months.
Oh, wow. What was that like?
It was amazing.
Yeah, I've never been. I've always wanted to go to Japan.
Yeah. As Richie says, I was kind of just seeking out new experiences, and... After the last album, as you said, there was just so much on the go the whole time.
Yeah.
I think we just needed a bit of a break to kind of tap into a new well of songs and of experiencing. So yeah, I took off to Japan and I travelled all around the country, did everything I could think of.
On your own?
On my own, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It was spiritual great. Journey.
Yeah, I escaped up a mountain and stayed with some monks for a few days and
get out of town
and meditate with them and all. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
So yeah, and then I came back and Richie had the baby, and we kind of were in a position where we wanted to explore songwriting again. And then
and did you feel like you know, reinvigorated after that, and did you feel like an awakening? Or
absolutely, yeah. I think just taking that break in that mental space is really good as a songwriter and as an artist.
But I think for us as well, like, I think it was good for us to have the break away from each other, because, you know, like, we're brothers, and even though, like, we love what we do, it's stressful sometimes, you know, and especially when you live in each other's pockets, like we were living, you know, and because we were doing so many gigs, and we were, as you said, like, we're in and out of places all the time, and after a while, it kind of took the enjoyment out of it, you know? Like, I love playing music, and I've always wanted to do this, but... If I'm honest with myself now, looking back at it, the last year or two, I wasn't enjoying it. I was just doing it because it had to be done. You know,
it's sometimes like you're on, like with, I found with touring, you know, I loved it initially, and then, but after a while, the grind, it feels like Das Boot. You know that movie where they're on that submarine and they just can't.
That's the thing, you know.
Get out. And like I'm sure, like it can be hard doing it with strangers, but like probably even harder when it's your brother. Do you know what I mean?
We got to the stage where we were driving around. We went over to Germany last year. We did some amazing shows over there. But you know, we got on Das Autobahn. You know,
yeah.
So we got into a car and we weren't even talking. We were just sticking on a podcast and just driving from town to town, because we have that. Brothers sometimes are like that. You know, like you kind of, if you're going around the place, you're not talking more than you're talking. You know, because you don't have to talk. What are you going to say to each other? And we kind of needed that break away from each other, and it was good. I think it was good for us from a writing point of view, because when Jamie came back then, we sat down, okay, you know, what are we going to do here? Because we both had material to write about, and we got cracking at it, and we're happier where we are now than we have been in a long time.
You know, we were just talking before you came in, and that about, you know, the Stripes, who... You know, I've packed it in this week, and before that it was Hot Sprockets, Oh Emperor.
Like old friends of ours, you know. Like I've been...
Really hard-working bands.
Really hard-working bands, really hard
talented
bands that we loved. And, like, I've known the Sprockets since my early 20s. I've known them for 15 years. I used to knock around with them when I was in different bands. And, like, harder-working musicians and
you
lads
not
and great
find.
Guys you won't meet.
Yeah.
But it does... You can see how it happens, because I think, like, there's sometimes... I'm going to go on a bit of a rant here, but sometimes there's a bit of a lack of support structures especially in the Irish music industry, and you see bands like that, you know, like, I think we're a great country of people to talk about bands after they've thrown the towel in, and I just think it's always a shame.
It was the same.
They don't have the support when they're out there, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like, you look at countries like France and Canada, and they have, you know, fantastic arts funding. Like, in Canada, they fund most of your first album, and exactly. and all that. And don't get me wrong, there's some great people out in there in the industry, Sinead Troy and Yangaroo and all that, that are trying to support Irish music. But you know, even this show, it's only 2 hours,
yeah.
You know, and like I could do this every night,
yeah.
You know, with music, but it's just, yeah, it's as you said, it's supporting each other and bands. I think, but you know, younger bands should be doing more where there's four or five of them going out and doing a gig where yeah. it's not one band taking the cost, driving down to Clonakilty
yeah.
to do, you know, a gig to 20 people and
down to Ray, down yeah, to Ray in the bars,
yeah, yeah, which is, you know, great dudes and all that, but it's just, you know, I think bands are going to have to start boxing a bit clever and just, you know, getting together. There's some great collectives like the Popical Island guys, and they work that way, that they, you know, when they're going to do a gig, loads of them are in the same bands yeah. with each other and stuff, but it really works, and you know, it's creating scene. Anyway, we are going off on a bit of a rant. Give me some more music, you two beautiful boys.
Okay. What are we going to do? We do Atlas. Yeah. This is a song from our last record, Atlas. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Beginning to fade, blind from the light that you had all those years. Now you live in the shade. Oh, lonely years, spending up there with the people who care for your problems or fears. Cause of regret and the depth that's inside. So now you're beginning to see the world moves the same, like the turn of a man and his own misery. And I need to share it. I cannot bear it. Makes you a man full of imperfect thought, but at least you'll be real. Gone home, going home free. For useless is time, I spent all alone, so you're coming with me. And I need to share it. Oh, I can't.
Beautiful. So, yeah, lads, God, I'm glad you're back playing, I'll tell you that much. What's happening now? Have we got another record tracked? Are we about to go in and do that? Or
We spent a few weeks up in Donegal with Tommy McLaughlin. Yeah. We did 2 weeks up there over the summer. We broke it up into two sections. We did one week with him in June, and then we were up with him at the start of October. And we've got a lot of stuff tracked and down. We don't know if it's a record yet or what it is, but there's music there in the can to be released soon, or to be put out into the world. But we have a new single coming out, that song we just played there, Citadel.
Citadel, yeah.
That's coming out on Tuesday.
And is that a good indication of where it's going? I mean, it felt a little darker from what I...
It's totally darker, yeah.
Is the record like that?
Yeah, it's much darker than the previous record. The way I'm describing it to people is that the first record was kind of fantastical, that we were writing about things that weren't actually happening to ourselves. We were putting ourselves into these positions, into people's lives. And, when I look back at the record, I love it, but... I actually just listened to it there recently for the first time with brand new ears. You know, I don't know if you ever experienced that when you listen back to something. When you're entranced in recording it, you can't listen to it from an aerial point of view.
Yeah.
And I was on a drive there down to Cork a few weeks ago, and it just came on the iPod, and I thought, yeah, listen, I'll have a listen to this. And I was really, really delighted with the way it sounded. But this new album is... This is all about what's been happening with us, you know. I suppose if we're completely honest with, like, we write about the bad and the good, you know, life isn't always happy clappy. And, you know, it's for me personally, I'm not going to say that the last few years have been difficult, but just from my, sometimes life can be tough, you know.
Yeah.
Like talking about, like, if you're moving my houses and, like, under pressure of people and just the things that happen to you, you're going to write about them. And that was kind of the basis of this record, you know, where we were in our lives. It's not a bright, happy.
Have you wrote a daddy song though?
No, I haven't.
What?
Wrote a daddy song. Well, I'm actually, do you know what? I do have a song that I was messing around with around the time that my son was born. It was great. Actually, I was home there during the week, and it's the first time he was, every time I take up the guitar, he's just obsessed with it.
Yeah.
I can see, like, he's got the glint in his eye. I was playing the song and you kind of fell asleep to it. So there is a song there, but it hasn't been written yet.
It'll reveal itself.
Yeah.
Jamie, Richie, thank you so much for joining.
Thanks for having us. Yeah, it's great to see you.
When the record is ready, make sure you get back into me and we'll play a few off it and we'll do another session.
Brilliant.
All right, lads. Any gigs coming up?
We're doing Whelans, yes. Nearly forgot
that. Is that what you're supposed to be
in here
to
pitch? That's
what we're
supposed to be talking about.
1st of December,
Saturday, 1st of December. We're doing, this is the kind of test run of all those songs that are new. So we're going to be test running them upstairs and we're in this nice little intimate one.
Just the Perry, or will you?
No, we've got Deck and Ethna joining us. So we're doing a different spin. This is the first time that we've been doing something like this. So it'll be interesting for us.
Great.
Different take on things completely. So yeah, if you're around, come down.
I think I will be drinking Guinness down in Dingle that weekend.
Oh, very nice. Very
for other
nice.
Voices. But yeah, look, I will be there in spirit.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much, lads. That's it for this week's Locals Only podcast. Join us next week for more. And of course, catch the show Sunday evenings from 6 on Radio Nova.
The Locals Only podcast with Gavin Glass. Seriously addictive podcasting from Nova.ie and Radio Nova. Radio Nova.